Welcome back. Did last week's case leave you reeling by any chance? Because it left us reeling too, and I'm really sorry about that, because also this week is our conclusion slash part two, and we can't guarantee any more satisfaction in this case.
Sorry.
But we can promise you more chaos, however.
Yes.
That was redundant. So much more chaos. All of the chaos. Sorry, I didn't mean to overtalk you. Oh, okay. Cue special effects. I don't know how to do that yet. We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
And for those of you just joining us, last week we covered the Zodiac killings of the 1960s and his reign of terror in California for years after. We discussed the official victims, even though there are some killings not officially tied to the Zodiac, but are believed to still be his work. We're not going to touch on those because sometimes simplicity is key in a case. Otherwise, if you added all these extra possible factors, it might get a little muddled. But welcome back. And if you're here for the first time, welcome to Crime and Theory, a podcast dedicated to everything outside the parameters of normal. We are your hosts, Ashley.
And Erin.
Hi, Erin. Hi.
Hey.
I
don't know why I don't know what to do with my hands.
Nope. Sit on them. Just sit on your hands. Touch your own butt. It's fine.
Butt touching.
Oh. I didn't mean literally. Okay. I mean, you could literally. I don't know. Well, okay.
That'd be a weird video.
Yep. I'm sure there's someone who would pay to see it. There are some weird folks out there. But I'm sure you guys are itching to hear more about the works of the psychopath, so this week we're covering some of the ciphers of the Zodiac, including the one decoded in December of 2020, and the police's main suspect, or one of the main suspects, which I'm pretty sure he was the main suspect, Arthur Lee Allen. Let's get started. Now, let's all acknowledge that Arthur Lee Allen is only a suspect, and even with the massive amount of circumstantial evidence, he's technically still considered innocent until proven guilty, even though he's dead. You know, we don't want to falsely accuse someone of something. That does not mean Arthur Lee Allen was not a scumbag. He was scum of the earth. He was a child molester. So we are, yeah, I don't know if that will get us flagged, but it's fine. We'll be fine.
Well, at least he's not here anymore.
Yeah, he can't hurt anyone. And all sources for today are the same as last week, plus one more, which is ZodiacKiller.com, Biography.com, Britannica.com, Wikipedia.com, Wikisource.org, BBC.com, and ZodiacKiller.fandom.com, plus ZodiacCiphers.com.
Ooh.
During and after the Zodiac killings, the media gave him, the killer, a massive amount of attention, and fear spread like wildfire. Also, no murder has officially been linked to the Zodiac Killer since October of 1969. Why did he stop? That's one of the biggest questions that any armchair detective or police officer working the case is probably asking themselves. Why did he stop? Sometimes a serial killer will call it quits on their life of homicide if something in their life changes. So he could have simply stopped because he was so close to being caught on the night of Stein's murder. If you don't know about the Stein murder, please go back and watch the first episode and then come back here.
Mm-hmm.
Or his impulses could have just died down as he grew older. Sometimes that does happen.
Really?
Yeah. I guess sometimes hormones balance out, I'm assuming. I don't really know.
Like what is it? The killers are like, well, I've killed enough. I'm going to just pack up my butcher knives and my killing gear and call it a day. Call it a day. Is that like how these things work?
I don't know. I'm guessing it's kind of like how when some people get a lot older, their libido decreases and a lot of serial killers kill for sexual gratification. I'm assuming. I don't know.
They're murder, dude. Libidos go down.
Yeah, we're not trademarking that one. Or he could have wound up in such a way that he would never kill again, such as he could have been arrested, he could have been institutionalized, or he could have simply just kicked the bucket.
What if he got injured trying to kill someone? Like, they got him.
Well, I'm going to say no, because if one of his victims got him, the police would have known about it, more than likely.
What if he got killed by a killer?
Ah, Dexter Morgan. Yes. Real life Dexter. That's what happened.
Hey, that's
plot. I mean, it's possible.
I mean, if they made a show about it, then...
If somebody can think of it for a plot of a show, I'll give you that. Then it's possible that someone could be a serial killer. Mm-hmm. Huh. I mean, if that's the case, how do we feel about that one? I mean, that's kind of
some
weird vigilante type mess. And I mean, I don't think I approve, but I don't exactly disapprove. I don't know.
Yeah.
But a psychology professor who wrote a book about the Zodiac considered that he could have DID or could have had DID or dissociative identity disorder. And if you don't know what that is, dissociative identity disorder is the disorder where people switch between personalities. It's sometimes called multiple personality disorder. I'm air quoting because that's not the proper term for it, obviously. And it's a very serious condition that people have to live with. That real everyday people have to live with, and they have to deal with their different personas.
Would that movie, what's that name?
Split?
Yeah. Would that be a good example or maybe an over-exaggeration?
I don't know. As a therapist, and I don't want to be tone deaf about the situation. I really genuinely know nothing about DID other than these people go into alternate personalities or alters. So I don't know. I don't know if that's an accurate depiction or not. People with DID are not psychopaths, though. Let's keep that clear. Ted Bundy was a psychopath. And people's alters aren't necessarily going to be mean, bad, evil. That's right. Just a misconception that Hollywood and mainstream media has portrayed DID as. I'm not saying that it couldn't happen. I'm just saying, for the most part, that's not the case at all.
Right.
But if he did in fact have DID and he received the proper help, his recovery or his road to recovery could have put an end to that side of him. But some people suspect that he didn't stop at all. Crime writer Robert Gray Smith argued that the Zodiac stayed active through the 1980s and even killed dozens of people more, which would stick to his, I want to say he claimed 37 victims, even though he only killed Or he only attacked, what, 7, 8 people? I don't know. But also this idea that Robert Gray Smith had about him killing dozens more people isn't a widely accepted theory. And the calls that the Zodiac made to police were never recorded. Also, I want to throw that in there because some people might be thinking, well, what about the phone calls? Did they record it? They could have voice ID, and we have technology now that could match people's voices. No, they didn't record it.
Did they have that kind of technology at that point?
Not at that point. I mean, they probably could do it by ear, but that's not the most reliable way to do it.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the point of that statement in this list of fun facts is that he will never be vocally identified because the only person that ever heard him was the police that answered the phone. Good times. And as mentioned in the last episode, the killer sent at least 18 letters between dates of July 31st, 1969 and July 8th of 1974. And there were communications received in 1966, 1967, 1978, and even 1990, which is the year I was born, giving away my age, but I don't care.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's how long he was active. You were already in the world.
Oh, wow.
Possibly. Because those letters on those dates have not officially been linked to the Zodiac. But if he was still sending letters and whatnot in 1990, that was a busy, busy individual. But it could just be, you know, someone posing as him, because that's happened too.
That's always a thing.
Yeah.
Was it a copycat killer?
Yeah. Oh, and here, I wrote it down in the list of fun facts that 7 victims are officially tied, but he did claim to have killed/attacked 37 people. So the number 37 was correct. Look at me remembering stuff.
Yeah.
The first person to address the Zodiac as the Zodiac was himself, as mentioned in the last episode, and nobody knows why he chose his alias.
Probably thought it sounded cool.
Well, there are many theories as to why, and we're going to cover one of those today. I mean, it does sound kind of cool, though. I hate to say it. We need to stop giving serial killers cool names, and we need to stop letting serial killers name themselves. Can we just all agree on that? All agree on that? I can't speak. Can we all agree on that, please? Stop letting them name themselves. Stop giving them fun names.
Yeah.
I mean, let's just start calling them what they are. Stupid McStupidface. Garbage Human. You know, those are good serial killer names. I'm sure you guys will be way more creative on that than I can be.
Would Murder Hobo be a good one?
No, don't take that away from D&D. Don't take that away from D&D. And nobody knows exactly why he used that particular symbol of the cross inside the circle. And it kind of looks like crosshairs a little bit. But we know he was fond of shooting people, so maybe that's what it represents. But what do I know? I know nothing. Just call me Jon Snow, right?
I mean, that would kind of tie in to the possibility of him having that military background. Like, maybe he's so used to looking down a scope and seeing those crosshairs that he just got so...
That he started to identify with those crosshairs.
Yeah.
His life as a sniper. He became the sniper. I don't know. It's late. I'm tired. I'm sorry. I'm not sorry. No. His last victim, Paul Stein, was killed on October 11th of 1969. And in the letter he sent taking responsibility for Stein's murder, he also said, quote, "School children make nice targets. I think I shall wipe out a school bus some morning. Just shoot out the front tire, then pick off the kiddies as they come bouncing out." End quote.
What the crap?
What kind of a monster would do that?
Kind of crazy sicko. Would start picking off children as they exit a bus.
This sicko, obviously. I mean, thankfully he never acted on this, but...
Yeah.
The fact that he killed a 16 and a 17-year-old, I wouldn't put it past him to have actually been willing to kill children.
I mean, that's still kind of children.
And this was published not a week after Stein's murder, on October 17th, 1969, and it increased fears, and it also increased police presence in a lot of areas. Officers were literally guarding school buses. They kept helicopters in the sky to watch the areas from above, and curfews were put into effect in several counties. Understandably so.
Yeah.
So, good job, California. Way to look out for your kids. I'm proud of you.
Yeah. Good job.
Good job. And I just want to point out real quick that, you know, we just kind of nonchalantly mentioned that the crosshairs could be like a sniper crosshairs or something. But what if he had been a sniper? Because hitting the tire of a school bus as it's moving, I can't imagine is the easiest target to hit. And that's what he threatened to do.
I mean, I don't go pointing guns at vehicles.
I don't either. So I'm just trying to think at... If you're at a distance and a vehicle's tire is passing by and you wanted to shoot out the tire, that can't be your easiest target. It's not going to be like shooting a hay bale or something. You know?
I mean, playing video games, even shooting a moving vehicle in those is not the easiest thing to do.
Exactly. So I'm just wondering. Now, he is suspected to have been in the naval branch of the military, so I'm not sure. But the whole suspicion of him being Navy could be wrong. We don't know.
Like, maybe that's a red herring that he just made up?
No, he didn't make up the Navy thing. That was professionals.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And understandably so, about this letter, some parents even made the decision to keep their kids home from school.
Can't blame them.
Also, way to go, parents. I'm proud of you. While the Zodiac stayed front page news, people rushed to call in tip lines with the slightest bit of information, which seems like it would be really helpful, but it overwhelmed police, and most of that information was absolutely pointless. I mean, I get they were trying to help, but it did more harm than good. And throughout the last 50 plus years, there have been more than 2,500 suspects looked at.
Wow, that's a lot.
That is so many people.
And still didn't get their guy.
Nope. The killer sent a letter postmarked November 9th of 1969 also, where he taunted his pursuers saying, quote, "The police shall never catch me because I've been too clever for them." What a pompous jerk. Do you want me to read the full letter?
Yes.
Okay. Are you guys ready? Because this one's kind of long, but it's fine. We'll get through it.
Better be ready.
The full letter written to the San Francisco Chronicle was requested to be rushed to the editor. And it reads, hang on, let me get my reading position. Okay, scoot up, get comfy.
I was about to be really stupid and say, do you need your reading glasses?
Always. Even when I'm not reading.
We're tired.
A little bit. It reads, "This is the Zodiac speaking. Up to the end of October, I have killed 7 people. I've grown rather angry with the police for their telling lies about me. So I shall change the way the collecting of slaves." That's his phrasing. I don't know what that means, but apparently he thought that the people he killed were his slaves. "I shall no longer announce to anyone. When I commit my murders, they shall look like routine robberies, killings of anger, and a few fake accidents, etc."
Wait, so is he saying that his killings are going to look staged?
No. They're not going to look staged. That's the point. He wants them to look like routine robberies, killings, you know, rage killings, and some fake accidents. I mean, they're not going to look fake, but he's tired of the communication with the cops and with the media. So he's going to start stepping out of the limelight, if you will. But he's not going to stop killing.
But doesn't that keep him in the limelight?
Honestly, that would probably be more apt to keep him in the limelight because they would be searching for the killer, but they wouldn't be naming the Zodiac and he wouldn't... I don't know. Apparently he's mad at them for not making him front page news all the time as the Zodiac, so I don't understand serial killer logic. I don't know. He says, "The police shall never catch me because I have been too clever for them. One, I look like the description passed out only when I do my thing. The rest of the time, I look entirely different. I shall not tell you what my disguise consists of when I kill. Two, as of yet, I have left no fingerprints behind me contrary to what the police say. In my killings, I wear transparent fingertip guards." Let me just say that he was not very good at punctuation and such, so this is one giant sentence with no commas or anything. If everything sounds run on, it's because it is. "All it is 2 coats of airplane cement coated on my fingertips, quite unnoticeable and very effective. 3. My killing tools have been..." He used the word boughten instead of bought. "Through the mail order outfits before the ban went into effect." Effect spelled with only one F, by the way.
The what effect?
The ban. B-A-N. Like, you ban stuff? I don't know. I guess you couldn't, after a certain point, order weapons? I don't know. Anyway, he says, "except one, and it was bought out of state. So as you can see, the police don't have much to work on. If you wonder why I was wiping the cab down, I was leaving fake clues," spelled C-L-E-W-S. This guy.
Clues?
Clues with a E-W-S. Clues. Like, ew. I'm done. This guy needs to be punched in the face.
Wow. I thought my grammar and spelling was atrocious. Awful.
No. This is a whole new level of bad. Anyway, he said that he was wiping down the cab to leave fake clues for the police to run all over town with. As one might say, I gave the cops some busy work to keep them happy. I enjoy needling the blue pigs. Hey, blue pig, I was in the park. You were using fire trucks to make the sound of your cruising prowl cars, spelled C-R-U-Z-E-I-N-G. The dogs never came within 2 blocks of me, and they were to the west, and there was only 2 groups, bad grammar, of parking about 10 minutes apart, then the motorcycles went by about 150 feet away, going from south to north to west. I'm sorry, south to northwest. I can't read either, apparently. It's fine. Must print in papers. Two cops pulled a goof about 3 minutes after I left the cab. I was walking down the hill to the park when this cop car pulled up and one of them called me over and asked if I saw anyone acting suspicious or strange in the last 5 to 10 minutes. And I said yes. There was this man who was running by waving a gun and the cops peeled rubber and went around the corner as I directed them and I disappeared into the park a block and a half away, never to be seen again. Hey, pig, doesn't it rile you up to have your nose rubbed in your boo-boos? Okay, now he's speaking like a kid. I get he's being condescending, but seriously.
Wait a minute.
Yes?
So, he's just stated that a cop just laid eyes on him.
Yes.
Had a conversation.
Yes.
And took off.
Indeed.
Where was the cop now? To read that letter, say, oh, I remember I had that conversation. I remember this guy's face.
Unless this was the conversation with the same cops that I named in the last episode on that same night that possibly saw the Zodiac.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if they were in a car or not, those police. I don't know. Also, serial killers are highly manipulative people, so most of this might not have even been true. This could have been him taunting cops and giving them a bunch of red herrings to follow another lead.
Second idea, like, what if he's saying these things and just making it all up?
It's possible.
To completely throw them off.
Yeah, it's possible.
Boom. Figured it out.
But did we? Because we still don't know who did it. It's okay. If yet. You... Oh, that's some serious fighting words there. Yet. If you cops think I'm going to take on a bus the way I stated I was, you deserve to have holes in your heads. See, he's now contradicting exactly what he said about shooting a bus. He said that if you think I would take on a bus the way I said I would, you deserve to have holes in your heads. He's saying I would never do such a thing. Proving that he lies in other letters. Nothing is consistent. I'm just saying. That kind of backs up our theory that we just had. Take one bag of ammonium nitrate fertilizer and 1 gallon of stove oil and dump a few bags of gravel on top, then set the expletive off and will positively ventilate anything that should be in the way of the blast. The death machine is already made. I would have sent you pictures, but you would be nasty enough to trace them back to developer and then to me. So I shall describe my masterpiece to you. The nice part of it is all of the parts can be bought on the open market with no questions asked. And I am not about to tell you what's on this list. If you want to know for yourself, please by all means look it up. But I am not going to help someone make a bomb. Okay, thank you. But afterwards, he signs it with his infamous Zodiac symbol. And right before that, he says, have fun. By the way, it could be rather messy if you try to bluff me. I'm just skipping over a good chunk of the letter. But then he says, P.S. Be sure to print the part I marked out on page 3, or I shall do my thing. To prove I am the Zodiac, ask the Vallejo cop about my electric gun sight, which I used to start my collecting of slaves. What is this thing about collecting slaves? What is this?
Does he think that the people he kills are his in the afterlife? Is that a thing?
I don't know.
Does he think he's, like, collecting souls?
To serve him after he dies? I don't know. I don't understand most of what this means because it's so obscure and off the wall and I don't have that line of logic. In other words, I have logic. And a lot of this is very illogical. The stuff that he's saying and now he's on to making a bomb after admitting that he wasn't going to shoot a bus and... What is this man about? At least you could follow Ted Bundy's mindset. You not agree with it, but...
Also, how does he have the knowledge to build a bomb?
Well, I mean, Aaron, it doesn't take much to build a bomb.
I know, but like...
I get that this was before the internet.
Yeah.
But some branches of military are explosive, have explosives, or all branches of the military have explosives. Some people of the military, is what I'm trying to say, are explosives experts.
So is this why, does this give us more,
Some people just practice making explosives because they like to make things go boom. I don't know. What's that? Sorry, your head was sticking out.
I was just going to say, does that give more people like this concept of him being in the military because he knows how to make explosives?
I don't know. I don't know how professionals and profilers and whatnot have come up with this profile of the Zodiac's past. How all that was come up with. I have no idea.
I mean, I know...
You're asking very good questions. I'm just letting you know that I can't give you those answers that you want.
I mean, I know there's, like, chemistry classes in school back then.
I'm pretty sure your chemistry teacher was not teaching you how to make bombs.
That's... Yeah.
Your chemistry teacher was probably teaching you how to boil water. I assume. I don't know. Our chemistry class dealt with us weighing popcorn before it was popped in after.
But I just don't see how this guy would have that much of an education when he can't even spell the word clue.
There are a lot of people who graduated and aren't good spellers.
But still.
Actually, no, I'm not taking up for the Zodiac here, but I'm gonna admit that knowing how to spell a word does not measure your level of intelligence.
And I get that.
People are good in different areas of life. And spelling just wasn't his thing, apparently. It wasn't his forte.
It's such a simple word to spell.
Which word?
Clue.
Clue? Yeah, I know. I know.
How?
I don't know.
I'm sorry I'm letting that bother me.
No, it's fine. You can let it bother you because he was a serial killer. If it was a normal person, it wouldn't be a big deal. But because he was a monster, we can nitpick. It's okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm not reading any more letters because, dude, 18 is a lot.
And we don't have days to cover this.
We really don't. So, instead of letters, let's move on to ciphers. There are only four, from my understanding. And the first cipher was solved by high school teacher Donald Harden and his wife, Betty.
Nice.
Good for them. High school teacher. Good. Like, I'm not being sarcastic. It probably sounds like I am. But sincerely, that's awesome. It's your normal, average, walk of life human. Crack the code. That's awesome. And this cipher said, quote, "I like killing people because it is so much fun. It is more fun than killing wild game in the forest because man is the most dangerous animal of all."
I don't know, dude. Has he ever tried to hunt a tiger or a bear?
Has he ever tried to pet a cheetah? Because I'm pretty sure that's a little more dangerous than the average human.
I mean, yeah.
Humans are more dangerous to a degree. I will agree with that. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to agree with that too because... humans are capable of making guns.
We're capable of evil. That's the point.
But unless you have, like, some high caliber gun, a typical predatorial animal...
predatory?
Yeah. Is going to take you down.
I don't know this person's logic. When? Because I'm going to be hopeful. 2021. People are saying this is 2021. The least you can do for us 2021 is tell us who killed JonBenet Ramsey, which I fully agree with. But the second thing is you could also tell us who the Zodiac Killer is.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be neat?
That'd be great. If we could figure out who the Zodiac Killer is, we might know where they're coming from. We could learn a backstory to this person and why they're so deranged. But the cipher was sent in pieces to the Chronicle, the San Francisco Examiner, and the Vallejo Times Herald, and he claimed that his identity was shared in another coded message. He continuously referred to his victims as subhuman beings, calling them slaves, and saying he was collecting them. It wasn't just a one-off that he was talking about people he attacked being his slaves.
Did he think that...
None of us can English. It's okay.
Did he think that he was not human? Or something more than that?
That's a possibility. In all sincerity, it's possible. I wish I was smarter so I could answer these questions, though.
It's just how he talks. He doesn't place himself with the average human being, the typical person.
Because he hunts humans as though humans are less than him.
Yeah.
Right. I got you. In 1978, there was a letter sent to the San Francisco Chronicle, which initially was believed to have been from the Zodiac. But the handwriting didn't match. Also, there was a discovery that year that a San Francisco detective had faked letters to the editor praising his own work on the case. So these douches made it even harder for anyone to find the actual Zodiac because they muddied the water so much and police were having to swing their focus on weeding out letters now.
Good job, a-holes.
It's okay.
I mean, we're just trying to figure out who the Zodiac killer is, and you don't need these arrogant cops trying to stroke their own egos.
Detectives specifically.
Yeah, detectives stroking their own egos, and they're just making things worse.
I don't disagree.
You're idiots.
I agree. People who think so highly of themselves to insert themselves in a situation to get a pat on the back go fall in a hole.
Yeah. Especially when it involves people dying.
Yeah. And it took 51 more years for anyone to decipher the next coded message.
Holy cow, that's a long time.
And it's only the second out of four. In December of 2020, three people, one from the US, one from Belgium, and one from Australia, decoded what is called the 340 cipher. Hats off to you, people. I don't know what prompted you to solve this, but I'm glad it did. And if COVID and everyone having to be at home and you guys having a little extra free time to do it is what sparked this code cracking, then there was the slight off silver lining to 2020. This, what's called the 340 cipher, says, quote, "I hope you're having lots of fun trying to catch me. I'm not afraid of the gas chamber because it will send me to paradise all the sooner because now I have enough slaves to work for me."
So he does think all the people that he's been killing is his.
I guess. What? Did he think he was a god?
Well, I mean, that kind of goes with what I was saying, where he doesn't seem to put himself on the same
level as human.
Yeah.
Right. And there's no telling how long it's going to take for the final two ciphers to be cracked, or if they ever will be.
Please crack them in our lifetime.
Dear viewers / listeners.
Get on it. Do it.
We believe in you. We're too dumb to crack it.
But we believe in you.
We believe in you. Like Naruto level, believe it. Okay? All right.
Do it. Now.
Okay. And honestly, I'm gonna, this pains me to say it, but for someone with such poor spelling ability, this is what I mean by, it doesn't necessarily mean he was a complete imbecile, because those ciphers are so good that it took 51 years to crack cipher number two.
But can't spell clue. I'm sorry.
But can't spell clue. It bothers me.
Okay, moving on.
The 340 cipher continues, quote, "Where everyone else has nothing when they reach paradise, so they are afraid of death, I am not afraid because I know that my new life is life." The grammar, though. "My new life is life will be." I'm just reading what's said. "An easy one in paradise death." The last of it is just nonsense.
I also kind of wonder if he thinks that all killers have these slaves.
and their own paradise. Ugh. Yeah. Yuck. But.
And I'm just going to say this. Mm-hmm. If that's how that works, how does he think all these people that he murdered are going to treat him in the afterlife? I'm sorry. If you murdered me and I'm around you somehow in afterlife, which I'm going to likely make your life a living nightmare.
Your afterlife a living nightmare.
Your afterlife a living nightmare.
Now you know what it's like to be me on a weekly basis. And the final two ciphers that remain coded, if I'm not mistaken, are called the Z13 and Z32 ciphers, if you do want to look into them, because we believe in you. Deep down. So much belief in you. Sorry,
my dog. Our dog believes in you too.
He believes in you. Magoo believes in you.
That's not enough.
I don't know what is. The FBI is still actively investigating this case, so if you do crack it, let them in on it. See, I can't speak either. Let them in on it, okay? And obviously this episode might feel a little bit chaotic because I'm kind of bouncing everywhere with all the extra stuff that I didn't get to cover in the last episode. But that's what we get for covering such a chaotic person, right?
Yay.
And I did promise more chaos. And of course, like I said, more than 2,500 people were looked at as suspects in the Zodiac case. But none stick out more than Arthur Lee Allen, scumbag extraordinaire. And I'm not going to try to convince anyone that he was the killer, but I'm also not going to try to convince anyone that he wasn't the killer. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just draw your own conclusion. But Arthur Lee Allen was born in Hawaii on December 18th, 1933. This is around the time the Zodiac is actually believed to have been born. I hit the table. This is just the parallel here. Not saying that he was, but I'm not saying he wasn't. He was raised in Vallejo, California, and graduated in 1950 from Vallejo High School. It's suspected that the killer was a resident of Vallejo, which makes sense because that's where more killings took place out of all the locations that he attacked and killed.
Right.
After graduating, he attended Vallejo College and majored in liberal arts. He received his Associate of Arts degree in 1957. He also attended Cal Poly State from 1954 to 1960. During his college days, he worked as a lifeguard from 1951 to 1952 at the Plunge, I think is the name of the place, in Vallejo, and he got a new job in 1953 working as a sailmaker at Mare Island Naval Shipyard. In 1957, Allen enlisted in the United States Navy. And as I said, it's believed that the Zodiac was probably in the military at some point. Most likely, the Navy. On June 15th, 1958, he was arrested by the Vallejo PD for disturbing the peace during an altercation with an acquaintance named Ralph Spinelli. And that December, he was dishonorably discharged. And I don't know what his position was in the Navy. It's probably not relevant.
But I mean,
maybe.
All this information about his life story prior to this, it just makes him sound like some normal dude. Like, he didn't have, like, some weird upbringing, right?
But that's if Arthur Lee Allen was the Zodiac killer, that it seems odd.
Right.
I mean, he was still a monster, don't get me wrong, but we also don't know what his home life was like.
That's true.
And some people are just, I don't want to say born to be serial killers, because I don't think anybody's born evil. But I think some people are born more capable of being evil than others. And some people just give into it. This guy clearly did, even if he wasn't the Zodiac. Did that make sense?
Yeah.
It's late. I'm still tired. And honestly, everything that I just say is just, that I just said, rather, is the shortened version. But from 1966 to 1968, he worked as a teacher at Valley Springs Elementary in Valley Springs, California. And he was fired for molesting children. There it is.
Oh, there. Yeah,
there, scumbag.
Yeah.
The connection between Zodiac and Arthur actually began when Sherry Jo Bates was killed. In late November 1966, two anonymous typewritten letters were mailed to the local police and newspaper. These letters were murder confessions. Allen was allegedly in Riverside that very weekend. And it needs to be noted that he only ever missed one day of work, the Monday following Bates's murder. And that's a thing that serial killers will do sometimes, is call into work after they've killed. Or before.
Just real quick.
Sure.
You said he was a teacher?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Why are we nodding?
And he can't spell.
Oh, yeah. Unless it was intentional. As we speculated in the last episode, maybe his poor spelling was intentional. But that is a good point. If he was an elementary school teacher teaching kids how to spell.
I'm just saying.
Clue. I'm just fueling the fire at this point. You remind me of that thing of Charlie Day with the string board and the conspiracy theory. I don't know why. That amount of obsession with this one thing. I don't know why I said thing. That meme of Charlie Day.
I don't know why it bothers me so much.
I don't either. I mean, it's okay. It can bother you. That's all right. We'll work it out.
But he can spell police.
What do you know? I don't know anything.
It's more letters.
I know, honey. It's okay.
Okay. All right. Back to the topic at hand.
There. He can't hurt you with his bad spelling anymore. Okay? He can't hurt you. All right. The information placing him in Riverside came about in 1971 by the Vallejo PD and the California Department of Justice. Allen later hinted that this was true, that he was in Riverside that weekend. He claimed he was quote-unquote in the area at the time, and then he told people that he was in Pomona when he first heard of Sherry Jo Bates' murder. And Pomona and Riverside are only about 45 minutes apart. So he easily could have driven to Riverside, done the deed, and driven to Pomona same day, no problem.
Right.
And I know that earlier I said there would never be a connection to the Zodiac's voice because it was never recorded and the only ones that ever really heard him were the police that took the phone calls. Mm-hmm. And that's true. We don't have any evidence to run through software for a firm conclusion. But Brian Hartnell, one of the survivors of the Zodiac, identified Allen's voice and physical appearance as being similar to the Zodiac. Not identical, just similar. But some people have that same cadence to their voice, so again, it's not definitive.
Very true.
And in 1991, Mike Majo, I still can't pronounce his name. It's French.
Let's call him Mike.
Mike, the other Zodiac survivor, picked Allen out of a police lineup. But what about hard evidence? Well, there were prints lifted, and DNA probably could have been tested as that method of testing came about, which is true, but the prints didn't match Allen, and neither did any DNA if they ran DNA.
How could they get fingerprints when he was wearing those special coated gloves?
Or special finger coatings. It wasn't gloves, he coated
finger,
his fingers.
Finger coating.
Listen, we have clearly proven that the Zodiac contradicts himself constantly. If he said he had finger coverings, that was probably a lie. Maybe he was playing the opposite game. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. This dude, literally the most backwards, confusing,
most brilliant and stupid human being.
Oh my god.
Okay, you're very passionate today. You're very angry.
I am frustrated and I'm tired and I want to take a nap.
We'll take a nap right after, okay?
Okay.
All right. But like I said, prints didn't match, DNA didn't match. Allen's handwriting did not match that of the Zodiac. He didn't wear glasses. And descriptions claimed that the Zodiac was younger than Allen was. Allen was an old guy with gray and black hair. Plus, the eyewitnesses of the Stein murder claimed that Allen was not the same man at the scene. So why do people believe Allen was the killer anyway? Here's the butt ton of circumstantial evidence. And even if he wasn't the killer, he was still pretty messed up, obviously. I mean, he molested children.
I mean, you know.
He was a monster.
Why you've got him. Just go ahead and lock that guy up anyway.
Exactly. Alan had spoken to his friend Don Chaney, not to be confused with Lon Chaney or Lon Chaney Jr., the actors, saying he was going to write a book. Here were some of his book ideas. He would like to kill couples randomly. He would taunt police with letters detailing his crimes. He would sign the letters with the cross and circle symbol from his watch, which was a Zodiac watch given to him by his mom in either 1967 or 1969, depending on who you ask.
Oh my God, is that how he came up with it?
Zodiac watch right here. If he was the Zodiac, then yes. Because there was a Zodiac brand watch, and it was the circle with the cross in it. And most people assume that that's the connection. And I'm just going to say, I agree, that's probably the connection. Because I don't really believe in coincidences, and if the Zodiac did not base it off the Zodiac watch, that is too much of a coincidence for me, because they are identical. He wanted to one day call himself Zodiac. That's a thing. He would wear makeup to change his appearance. Remember the letter I just read? Yeah. About his disguise. He would attach a flashlight to the barrel of his gun in order to shoot at night. He would fool women into stopping their cars in rural areas by claiming they had problems with their tires, then loosen the lug nuts and take them captive. Which kind of feels like maybe that's what he was doing with Sherry Jo Bates the night she was murdered. The Zodiac, I mean. Mm. Because he had done something to her car.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Then there was the real life situation of Vallejo PD seizing a Royal typewriter that belonged to Alan with Elite Type. And it was the same brand used to write the Bates letters, the confessions that I just talked about. He told his friend Philip that he thought of killing people, that the thought of killing people, sorry, fascinated him because they were more intelligent than animals. And this was a sentiment expressed in the three-part cipher mailed to the papers. Remember that whole part about people? He also mentioned to cops that his favorite book was The Most Dangerous Game, which is a book about killing humans, and it was also a book possibly alluded to in a Zodiac letter.
This is a lot piling up on this dude.
Oh, indeed. But again, it's all circumstantial. There's nothing literally linking or physically linking Alan to any of the crime scenes. Mike mentioned that the car at the Blue Rock Springs scene, Mike mentioned the car at the scene of the crime where he was attacked, which was possibly a brown Chevrolet Corvair. Keep that in mind, because this was the same make, model, and color of Alan's friend Philip's car. And Alan's friend Philip used to lend Alan this car. Which means Alan drove the same car, possibly, that the Zodiac drove in order to kill his victims. You good?
It's just
a lot of coincidences.
It almost sounds like it's too good to be true. Like, there's like, here's all these
But it's
things.
Not too good to be true because none of this can be used against him.
Why?
Nothing. I don't know why. That's the law, I guess. Alan told his friend Don Chaney that he was fond of a waitress at the IHOP in Vallejo, which was where Darlene Farron, remember Darlene, one of the Zodiac victims, she worked there as a waitress. Also, there was an unidentified man named Lee, remember Arthur's middle name was Lee, that was known to associate with Darlene. Add that to the fact that Alan went by his middle name, Lee, frequently, and it seems awfully coincidental again.
This is making my brain hurt.
He told cops that he was going up to Berryessa on the same day of the Hartnell Shepherd attack, but he conveniently decided to go up the coast instead. Or at least that's what he told cops. He admitted to having bloody knives in his possession on the same day of the Berryessa attack, and he told police that they were used to kill chickens. Awfully convenient. Mm-hmm. Don Chaney told Ron Allen that Arthur Lee Allen had two .22 caliber weapons, but that doesn't account for the 9mm guns used at the other scenes, so there's that. Alan wore a shoe size 10.5, which is similar to those at the crime scene. The crime scenes. Yeah. And remember Ralph Spinelli, the guy that Alan got in a fight with and was arrested for disturbing the peace. Mm-hmm. Well, Ralph was the one that told police in 1991 that Alan admitted to being the Zodiac, and Alan said he would even prove it by going to San Francisco and quote-unquote killing a cabbie. But here's the problem. Ralph and Alan literally fought each other. I don't think they were best friends. So we can't really take an enemy at their word, can we?
That's true.
Not that he wasn't lying. I mean, or not that he was lying. I don't know. I'm just saying that if this person didn't like someone, that doesn't make them the most credible witness. Also in 1991, a search warrant was issued for Alan's house, and police found bomb diagrams and the same ingredients mentioned in a previous Zodiac letter, the one that I was reading earlier. It's too coincidental.
What more do you need?
Hard evidence. I'm sorry, they're there. Karen Allen, which was Alan's sister, or Arthur Lee Allen's sister-in-law, she said that Alan's speech was similar to the Zodiac, saying he would use the phrase trigger mech instead of the full phrase of trigger mechanism, and that he would spell the word Christmas with two S's just like in the letters. But how did he spell clues? Because that's pretty distinct.
Yeah. How did he spell them? Huh?
Okay. And both of those, the phrasing and the spelling of Christmas, actually appear in the Zodiac letter addressed to attorney Melvin Belly, which reads, quote, "Dear Melvin, this is the Zodiac speaking. I wish you a happy Christmas." Two S's. "The one thing I ask of you is this. Please help me. I cannot reach out for help because of this thing in me won't let me." Which, wait, what? This thing in me won't let me. So he's possessed? What's happening? Sincerely, did he believe himself to be possessed? Or did he actually have DID? I don't know. I mean, he could be making this up. I'm just saying, serial killers lie.
Yeah.
"I'm finding it extremely difficult." Do you want to know how I spelled extremely, Aaron? Extremely.
Extreme?
No, extreme. You would still pronounce it extremely. It's just like X and then the word stream without the S and then L-Y. Extremely.
Extremely.
Extremely. Just like the regular word extremely.
Extremely.
Yeah. "Finding it extremely difficult to hold in check. I'm afraid I will loose." He spelled the word loose, not lose. "Control again."
This is what bothers me so much. He can spell long words? Fine. But these basic little words.
Wait a minute. What if... I don't know. I don't know how DID works. And again, I don't want to be tone deaf about it. But what if in some of his letters, or in a lot of his letters, that alter is the one spelling it? And that's why he can't spell. If it was Alan, and he was a school teacher, maybe Alan did know how to spell, but his alter didn't. I don't know. I don't know how that works. So if I'm wrong, please let me know. I don't mean to be insensitive about it. Anyway, he says, "I'm afraid I will lose control again and take my 9th and possibly 10th victim. Please help me. I'm drowning," but he didn't spell drowning. "At the moment, the children are safe from the bomb because it is so massive to dig, and the trigger mech requires much work to get it adjusted just right. But if I hold back too long from no..." I think he means number 9. "I will lose all control of myself and set the bomb up. Please help me. I cannot remain in control for much longer." This feels like a movie where someone gets... like a horror film.
Yeah.
Where someone's fighting the evil entity. I don't know. Oh, and also to connect Alan to the Zodiac, Arthur Lee Allen also claimed to have consulted with attorney Melvin Belly, the same person who received this Zodiac letter.
Goodness.
And according to Karen, the sister-in-law, even though Alan was born left-handed, he was taught to write right-handed, which seems to be the Zodiac's dominant hand from my understanding. So his left-handedness didn't rule him out.
So he was, what's the word, omni...
ambidextrous.
Yeah.
And there is a lot more out there, but I encourage you guys to do your own research because that is everything I've got for this. So there you go. There's your homework for the week, kids.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I didn't mean to make a teacher reference. I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry. But please, by all means, go look at the ciphers. Go look at the people that aren't officially connected to the Zodiac, but might have been his victims anyway. See if you think they're his victims. Form your own opinions. Form your own thoughts. Look into some of the other suspects in the case. Please, someone else dive down this rabbit hole. I researched all of this for 2 weeks, and I've got to move on to other cases.
Yeah.
And other stuff. We've been going, we came in real heavy with the killings this year, and next week we're doing another homicide. It's going to be with a twist, though, because I'm not presenting a lot of case facts. You'll get it when you watch it. But, or listen.
Yeah. Or both.
Or both. Really help raise them numbers. But seriously, dive down the rabbit hole for yourself. Draw your own conclusions. And if you ever want to discuss it, feel free to DM us on any and all of our socials. We will respond. We will just, we'll talk about the Zodiac with you. We have our own opinions. I'm pretty sure Aaron's fully convinced that it was Arthur Lee Allen. You might not convince him otherwise, but I am open for ideas. Are you convinced? Like, in the 90-something percent?
Yeah, I feel like that meme, like, where the guy's, like, sitting at that bench, convince me otherwise.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Sitting at the table?
Yeah. Do right. that.
Yeah.
Figure out these ciphers. I hope that we convinced you.
Come up with your own theories.
Yeah.
Your theory might be the right one.
Figure it out.
Please, our lifetime. Let's be polite about it, Aaron.
Please.
Please. And thank you. But our
link... Figure them out.
Okay.
Please.
Bossy. Our link tree is down in the description below, and that will lead you to all of the places that you can find and support us, whether it's a follow or merch purchase or $3 donation on coffee. I think it's called coffee. KO-FI. Not buy me a coffee, just coffee.
But that is enough to buy a coffee.
Accurate. And that is what I live on. So if you wanted to, you know, donate $3, I'll buy a coffee. Yeah. Or just listen and view the episodes. None of it goes unappreciated. Also, we're recording on our birthday. Not our birthday, but I just want to take a minute to say happy birthday to Crime and Theory, because we're recording on January 23rd, 2021. And on January 23rd, 2020 is when we launched. And I just want to extend our appreciation for all of you, because we would not be making this if there was no one to listen. Our friends, our family, new listeners who have come along, we love all of you and thank you so, so much. As few or as many of you as there may be at any point in time, thank you.
And if you love what we do, please help support us. Subscribe.
Please subscribe.
Hit that like button.
Who knows? We might bring more fun content. Since we're doing visual now, we might go ghost hunting officially at this point.
Yeah.
Ghost hunting?
Yes.
Cryptid hunting. We'll take a telescope somewhere and try to find aliens. Maybe. Who knows? Maybe we'll join MUFON. Okay, we're doing a lot of high fives here, so I'm going to go because Aaron clearly needs a nap. He won't stop high-fiving me.
Oh.
See? Exactly. So, Aaron, do you have anything else you want to say?
Thank you for all the support.
Yes.
Ciphers?
Yes.
Figure them out. I want to know.
I think they get it, Aaron.
In my lifetime, I'm going to have a nap now.
Okay. Night-night. Night-night. So in that case, stay safe this week, guys. Make sure you always have a solid alibi so people don't go around suspecting that you're a serial killer. And as always, don't get haunted. We'll see you guys next Thursday.